The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, November 14th, 2022. Not too far away from Turkey Day, where we all get the traditional L-tryptophan buzz, or at least some of us might. Depends on whether or not you can afford the bird, or you're going to flip the bird off and move on to the ham. Yeah, we don't know. Is it all good for you or not? Well, you know, we'll discuss that as time progresses. In the meantime, at the Power Mall, you should know we're having a 10% off sale of North American Urban Spice products and the OptiVita Health products for your winter wellness bundle. Now, here's something that we have to point out. You can't afford to be sick. Not now. Now, your health is the most important thing. We just got our bottles of the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million, and we're taking it. That's my wife and myself, by the way. When I say we, I refer to our family, you know. And, of course, we have the silver gel 24 part per million that you can also add to your order. But the winter wellness bundle offer consists of two packages of your silver lozenges, of vitamin C, and a vitamin D. Retail value is $70.90, but you can get it for $53 right now. For those of you who heard our conversation with Dale Mitchell last week on the Sun Air purifier and how it stinks, some of you have said, oh, it stinks. Why should I do that? Well, because it's cleaning your air. That's why it's doing it. Ozonation. Yep, that ozone. And you can smell it because it's cleaning your air. It's actually doing its job, and I leave mine on 24/7. And if you buy a Sun Air purifier, know that it's drop shipped, but you get two free bottles of Tranquil when you buy one. So we try to make it worth your while. And, of course, we have a new Power Mall catalog updated. If anybody would like one by mail, then we suggest you call Jay at 877-817-9829 and give her your address so she can send you the updated catalog by mail. Some of you don't have internet, which is one of the reasons why you would call the Power Mall, right? And of course, here's the thing about currency. We're proud to sponsor with the Genesis Gold Group for a reason. The reason is there's a battle going on, not only for your mind, but there's a battle going on for how you spend your, wait a minute, they call that money? Really? Is that so? This fiat currency that we're all playing in, monopoly money, I sometimes call it at the grocery store. You know, it says Federal Reserve note on it. A note is a promise to pay. You see, that's the battle we're having. It does not have intrinsic value like gold and silver does. Man-made currency always winds up leading nations down the path to increased war. I use Ukraine as an example. Greed. Look at how China owns the Biden administration. An ultimate collapse. Yeah. See, when you take a country off the gold standard or precious metals, things fall apart because what does the country have to believe in? What is the value of a dollar? What is the value of anything if you don't have a way to put a store of value to it, right? Because there's such thing as a standard of value, which is the value of whatever it is that you're evaluating. And then there's a store of value, whether it's intrinsic, extrinsic, and what it consists of. If it's precious metals, that's obviously something of intrinsic value, which means it's contained within the item. And because of the fact if we use it as a store of value as well, it means that whatever we're relying on as the currency is tied to that intrinsic value. See, that makes your own personal pocketbook more solid, and that's what Genesis Gold Group is all about, believing in empowered, faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio in this day and age. And protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial because, as you know, with this election garbage going on and everything else that's happening in the economy, you've got to have a backup. Genesis Gold Group's professionals have 50-plus years of combined experience in the precious metals industry, and they can guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA, and you can visit them online at genesisgoldgroup.com. You can email them at info@genesisgoldgroup.com if you have internet, or if you prefer to get on your trusted phone, you can call the gold experts up at 1-800-200-GOLD. It's pretty easy to remember. 1-800-200-GOLD or 4653 are those last digits, 1-800-200-4653. And, of course, we're going to be having Clayton Llewellyn on the show this week. And just want to let you know that we're now offering a storable food option here in case you didn't already know with Heaven's Harvest. Now, you got to ask yourself, why are we doing this? Why are we pushing this out there? Because people need to prepare. We stand out from other survival food companies. That's Heaven's Harvest. It all comes down to the contents of the kit. Heaven's Harvest food does not provide you with fillers. They give you the serving sizes and calories to fill you up for the long haul. You won't find juice or drink mixes and no bags of rice or beans to weight it down. Just because you think, oh my gosh, this bucket's heavy. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean squat, folks, not in this day and age. And even Clayton Llewellyn himself said, you want rice or beans, go to Walmart and buy them there. And see, here's the thing. Compared to other companies that are out there, don't take our word for it. Make the comparison. Take a look at Heaven's Harvest online at heavensharvest.com. Dedicated to supplying Americans with the highest quality products to ensure survival in a crisis. In other words, you have it and hope to God you don't have to use it, right? But you never know. I'm actually trying out the recipes. Seriously. And if you want 5% off additional, just use the code POWERHOUR. If you have an issue with security and you want your packages to come unmarked, you can call 1-800-516-4773. Use the code POWERHOUR. Still get the 5% off, and your boxes will be delivered to you with no labeling on them. If you're in a situation where you have to have it with no labeling for security purposes, it's okay. We understand. Sometimes you just, you know, your neighbors see the boxes out there. You don't want them to know what's in it. I get it. And, you know, that happens what? It's happened to Heaven's Harvest once in every, you know, once in every year for the last 10 years. I mean, it's an isolated situation, but we just want to let you know your food gets delivered securely, okay, and safely. And it's good stuff. You got to try it. Heavensharvest.com, 1-800-516-4773, and tell them Dave from the Power Hour sent you. When you say Power Hour, you automatically get 5% off anyway. So, hey, it's a perk you get. And, of course, if you want to know more about every little thing that's going on here, you can sign up for a newsletter and follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. And we want you to consider making a donation because, see, when you buy stuff from the Power Mall, you actually help us stay on the air and provide educational interviews, news, and articles you won't get anywhere else. And we actually allow you to call in and discuss things with us. That's why clicking the Support Us tabs gives you an opportunity to donate to the show so that you get to exercise your freedom of speech. You can call Jay at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 and either buy product from the Power Mall or make a donation directly through Jay. It's okay. We do that. We allow it. It's okay. Everything's allowed here. Back to news and open lines this morning, starting with Joe in Arkansas. Good morning, sir. How are you? Little chilly up there this morning, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, looks like winter has come early. We had snow just a few days ago, which was the earliest snow that I've ever seen here in Arkansas.
Wow!
But what
yeah,
I call,
so much for what, global what warming, about, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. no, I haven't seen any global warming. What I've seen is that, but what I've seen during my lifetime, I haven't seen any sustained change in the weather in any particular one direction. You know, some years are a little bit cooler, some years are a little bit warmer, some years are a little bit drier, some years are a little bit wetter. But, you know, I haven't seen any sustained change in any particular one direction.
Sure.
So I don't believe in man-made climate change that it's going to be catastrophic.
I don't either, but I mean, they're trying to mess with it. We know that from geoengineeringwatch.org, which I included a link to, by the way, on our email blast. So what else is on your mind this morning, Joe?
Yeah, well, you're always talking about how you're all about solutions, so I have a couple of ideas I wanted to pass on to your listeners about how you might be able to save a little money on your electricity, on your heating. And okay. First one is electricity, and that's a friend of mine told me that there was a liquor store, local liquor store, that the electric bill for the coolers got so high that the owner decided he couldn't operate it or profit, and he was going to sell out. And so a guy that was interested in buying it came and looked at the wires to the cooler and saw that they were number 14 wires. So he bought the place and replaced the number 14 wires with number 10 wires, and the electric bill next month was 30% less, and he was able to operate the place at a profit. So the thicker the wire, the less resistance, and the lower your electric bill. So that's one way that some of your listeners might be able to save on their electric bill.
Fair enough.
The other thing is heating. I have a kerosene stove, which I've been using as little as possible, only when I felt like I would freeze to death without it, because kerosene is so expensive. And then the other day I thought, I wonder if diesel fuel is very similar to kerosene. I wonder if I could burn diesel in the kerosene heater. So I looked online for information about that, and I found a guy that was saying that, yeah, if you'll mix one part of kerosene with three parts of diesel, that will burn just fine in a kerosene heater. So I tried it, and it's working just fine for me so far. So I wanted to pass that on also. Kerosene here is over $16 a gallon now, whereas diesel fuel, I bought a gallon of diesel fuel the other day for $4.89.
Well, you'll save a little bit of money there, and that's very important to all of our listeners, Joe. We appreciate your input on that this morning. There you are, all about solutions,
yeah, okay.
Folks. Joe just came up with two of them right there. Not to say you can't buy a business and make a profit on it, and that's the most important thing, because why should people stay in business if they can't make a profit? That's the whole reason you get into business, and this is the whole reason why I don't understand how the left and people who subscribe to Marxism, which is all about collectivism, and thank you, Joe, by the way, for the call. He just disconnected. That's that little beep there you just heard. It wasn't me. It was him. Okay? But we appreciate the input. We always appreciate input when it comes to solutions here on the show. But the thing is the left and all these people out there that subscribe to Marxist views, if every business in America was to all of a sudden shut its doors, what would you do for an income? How would you survive? You're going to hold your hand out and say, hey, I just lost my job. Can I have government benefits? Well, you know, the taxpayers are funding it. And if the business is closed, guess who's not paying taxes? The business. So you got to think about this thing about anti-capitalism, because that is what has made our country the way it is now, is capitalism. And if you kill that, you killed your income, and you might as well figure out a way to survive in your own homestead. And I'd like to know exactly how you are going to pay with digital currency when everybody else wants cash or gold or silver, and they've got food and you don't. Oh, so much for the capitalist society. Can't go to the grocery store. It's closed. Think about that for a minute. If you're going to smite capitalism, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Yep. Just like everybody's saying that Mitch McConnell did and Donald Trump did. And now the GOP, everybody, including Josh Hawley from Missouri, the senator up there, is calling for a complete revamp of the grand old party. Yeah, they want to do something to the elephant in the room. Oh, you got to love that. I'm telling you. But, you know, over in Europe, if you think it's starting to get bad here, the EU has reportedly set its sights on establishing a 5,000-man rapid deployment military force by 2025, according to a report that is out now, Rapid Deployment Military Intervention Force. Yeah, lawmakers in Brussels reportedly in the concrete planning stage for establishing such. You see, now the EU's got it, then the UN's going to have it, and everybody's, you know, I remember the UN and Serbia and how the Serbians captured 350 UN troops and they surrendered without a shot. Wow. These people are useless, folks. If you think that they're going to come in your neighborhood with powder blue helmets and you won't be able to defend yourself, I guarantee they didn't sign up to get shot at And if you see the Jeeps with the powder blue helmets driving down your neighborhood, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These people are not out to get killed. They're part of a peacekeeping force, and if all of a sudden they come under heavy fire, well, good luck with that. Yeah, if you're not sharing information like this with your neighbors, you know, and you're trying to find out how your neighbors think, do they have the same mindset as you? You see, that's one of the reasons why we haven't been invaded so far, right? The cash-strapped UK government, meanwhile, is going to overspend on foreign aid by £1 billion. And why? Because of the migrant crisis. They're spending their foreign aid budget on dealing with asylum seekers in Britain itself, paying them to enjoy free accommodation in luxurious hotels, while paying customers are booted out, for example, which is a permissible use of the so-called official development assistance to which the government has inexplicably bound itself. Wow, here you are. You're staying in a high-class hotel, and all of a sudden, I'm sorry, sir, but you have to check out. We have some illegals that have just taken over your room. God, you gotta love that. You're there on business, too. What another way to destroy capitalism is kick all the high-paying entrepreneurs out of the hotels, right? That makes a whole lot of sense. And not only that, the UK government is also looking at hosting migrants in cruise ships and holiday parks as the crisis is spiraling there. So not only are they cramming them into luxurious hotels at taxpayer expense, now they want to put them on cruise ships. God, you're going to love this. Wonder how the cruise ships are going to put up with that. You know, those things are like germ boats. That's what I call them, because God knows what you're going to pick up there. If they put all these unvaccinated migrants on cruise ships and all of a sudden COVID outbreaks start affecting everyone, can you imagine how that's going to turn out? I know that may be no laughing matter, especially if you happen to be on that cruise ship. But see, that's another reason why I'm not cruising in. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, you know, you got to love these woke corporate types. KFC has apologized after sending notifications to Germans calling on them to remember the Nazi programs against the Jews, known as Kristallnacht, by ordering their chicken. It's finger looking good. Where did that chicken come from? Oh, from Auschwitz, Bergen-Belsen, Dachau. Yeah, where did it come from? Yeah, that's right. Finger looking good. Yeah, finger looking good in my butt. Wow. Kristallnacht is Night of the Broken Glass. That's what it means. They say it, you can, the mobile phones app called on customers to remember the Reichsprogramnacht, also known as Kristallnacht or the Night of Broken Glass, by ordering food from the company on the anniversary of the Nazi attacks on Jewish businesses and synagogues. Wow. I think it's time for the guy in the little hat and the white beard to call it quits over in Germany, man. You really talking about politically incorrect over there. France, by the way, is risking running short of electricity for several days this winter as a result of lower than usual nuclear plant availability, according to Bloomberg, citing the country's grid operator and the cash-strapped British government, supposedly. It's currently preparing punishing tax hikes and public service cuts to balance their books. They're going to overspend by £1 billion on the foreign aid due to migrant influx. They got to get the money from somewhere, so guess where it's coming from? Yeah, their very own taxpayers. Don't you love it when they make stupid decisions? Instead of deporting them, it's just give us your tired, your whatever. Oh, my goodness. They are in trouble, aren't they? And you see, it's happening that way here, too. Except we have bigger problems and bigger things to contend with because of what's happened in our elections. And believe it or not, because President Trump referred to Ron DeSantis as DeSanctimonious, President Trump is now down by 7 points as GOP support shifts to Ron DeSantis. That's right. A poll taken after the midterm election shows Republican support for Ron DeSantis' 2024 presidential run has shifted from former President Donald Trump overnight. They surveyed 1,500 U.S. adult citizens between November 9th and 11th in a YouGov poll. Everybody thinks that DeSantis ought to run and he would beat Trump out. Well, you see, and a lot of them, a lot of these candidates that Trump supported are blaming Trump for their loss. Because a lot of people don't like it. Trump is alleging voter fraud in Arizona Senate race and demanding a do-over. Just because he supported Blake Masters. He wants to do the election over again. I'm sorry, but that's not going to happen. It's not how it works. You can all bitch and complain all you want. It's perfectly obvious. I'm going to ask John Whitehead that same question when we have him on at the top of next hour. He is from the Rutherford Institute, of which to which I subscribe. And, of course, somebody who lives in Arizona has been writing about, wondering and scratching his head as to why a fundamentally red state ends up with blue politicians. And you know what I want to know, seriously, with the couple minutes we have left before the break, how the media, what gives the media the unmitigated gall to call elections? They are messing with your head. I don't care who it is, including Fox News, NPR, CNN, Communist News Network, fake news network, whatever the case may be, to sit there and say, well, it looks like the election vote is going to go to, I'm Britt Hume, and I'm, you kiss ass, media kiss ass. You know, I can do without Britt. Sorry. This is all opinion. This is all opinion. Everything they talk about, I don't care who it is, what network they are. They got no right sitting there calling something until the votes have been counted. And then you got to wonder. Because all these votes were placed in the hopper before the election. Remember the last time in 2020, how they all showed up after the election? They decided, ha, we'll change our method of doing things. Let's put them in before the election, and then we'll all count all those up. So by election day, when all the Republicans go out to vote, you see piss poor strategy, folks. When you sit there and you talk about the way the Democrats strategized, they all came out en masse with mail-in ballots, which now, you know, well, who's validating those? We can't accuse anybody from coming out and pulling suitcases out from underneath the table and haven't heard yet about a leaky urinal in the men's john in some restroom somewhere that closed down the polls. We haven't heard about any taping. Well, we've heard about cameras, security cameras, all of a sudden being knocked out. We've got the mayor of New Jersey is sitting there complaining that there's 1,000 votes that are missing. Wow. And see, we have a right to ask questions, don't we? That's all part of freedom of speech. We will continue with news and your phone calls after this break at the bottom of the hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, November 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you for the second portion of the first hour of the Power Hour. As before we went to the break, I was alluding to the unmitigated gall of the media, and there's actually a headline out there in the news, and it's really interesting when the media gets involved in all this. And, you know, the Republicans need to build something new, according to Josh Hawley. He says the old Republican Party is dead, calling for major changes. Democrats picked up a key Senate seat in Nevada after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto defeated Republican challenger Adam Laxalt after numerous news outlets called the race in Masto's favor on Saturday. News outlets called the race. Do you see the illogic? I mean, I hate to jump the Epoch Times case for that. But you see, they reported what they thought was the truth. The truth of the matter is the news outlets ain't the proverbial caca. And I have to use that word because I can't use the SH word on the air because we're an FCC. You know, we're beholden to them to keep it clean here. But that's, you know, what the BS I'm talking about. Yeah. What gives the media the right to sit there and tell us who won the election when all the votes haven't been counted yet? And we still have that question in our head about, hey, you know what? If there's like 19 races that still have to be called, it's like, why are we sitting there holding all certain, getting our hopes up? I mean, I really don't believe that Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell need to be the Senate whatever or the House whatever. I think they need to wait until after the Georgia Senate race to decide anything. And a lot of people, even Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, is telling President Trump, hey, what I think you're going to do on November 15th, which is tomorrow, is you're going to announce your run for president. Why don't you wait till after the December 6th? I think you're going to negatively influence Herschel Walker's chances of being elected. And they're going to put that Marxist back in office. See, everybody's concerned about what he's done. But see, all he wants to do is this. For those of you watching me on camera, I'm patting myself on the back. It's called ego. This is why the new poll is showing DeSantis is 7 points ahead of him if DeSantis decided to run. DeSanctimonious. You know, see, he's calling Virginia's governor Yun Kin. Sounds Chinese, doesn't it? See, now he's making fun and poking and calling names, thinking everybody's going to laugh with him. Or is it maybe laughing at him? This is a problem. You see, because when you've got all the Democrat, we should be asking ourselves how the Democrat voters managed to get all those mail-in ballots in ahead of time in those key races. See, they had a plan. They figured this out. You can manufacture all these votes you want to as long as you do it ahead of time. And if you do it ahead of time, who's going to ask questions? No, it's we're looking for the suitcase. And we're looking for the papered wall. See, they set a pattern when they started this nonsense in the 2020 elections. Oh, yeah, we got a leak in the men's john. You know, all this stuff happened for a reason. And now what they're doing. Oh, and let's not forget all the promises Biden made about codifying Roe v. Wade. And let's see, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the student loan thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to forgive all the student loan debt. And come to find out, a Texas judge basically said it's unconstitutional. So Biden had to walk that back. And he had to basically, now he's saying that there's no way that Roe v. Wade's going to get codified, not with the balance of power the way it is. In the House and Senate, it's not going to happen. Yeah, we're going to have 2 more years of infighting in a lame duck Congress. Yeah, the GOP can reinvent themselves. It's still the uniparty system. You got all these people in there, and these senators, they got 2 more years of collecting honorarium and God knows how much hush money and slush money and dark money they're collecting from throughout the entire United States from the rich. I mean, we got one, you know, you read about the story of the crypto guy, right? Remember him? Yeah, the one that went out and blew all the crypto and put his country into bankruptcy, like the number 2 Democrat donor. Wow. You know, it's kind of crazy. Huh. Bankrupted his company because he went out there and donated all this money to influence the election. It's bad enough that Zuckerface did it. Soros did it. And this guy, Freed, whatever his name is, he did it. And, you know, now his company is down the toilet. Now, it's crazy. But see, now you're going to see a bunch of infighting. The only saving grace, the projection, here's another one. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has won the midterm elections, defeating Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak, a Democrat. The projection of his victory comes after several counties experienced vote counting delays, in part because the state's legislature passed a vote by mail law in 2020 that required counties to accept ballots postmarked by the day of the election if the ballots arrive up to 4 days later. You see, this is how they're messing with our voting system. You wonder why we are now waiting on Oregon. We're waiting on Arizona. We're waiting on Nevada. Three states that we know of right now. And part of New Jersey, there's some issues going on there. It's a real problem when Florida can have election results that night and we have to wait a week for this. We got to wait a week. Wow, a week for the results and not longer? Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah, we're eating our turkey and watching the media and see who they're going to predict is going to be elected. You see, this is where we go wrong, folks. We can't depend on the media for accurate news because they don't know. Oh, yes, we have a tight race out there. How tight is it? Tighter than the Nats' ass. But that's really tight, folks. That's really tight. Oh, oh, my God, they are neck and neck. Here we are. And they're off. They're out of the gate. Yeah. Yeah, I know. We got some funnies out there on YouTube. Marriage is a horse race, if you really like colorful calling on a horse race. Marriage is a horse race on YouTube. If you want a good laugh, go watch that. Please don't post that. I'm just giving you that little funny because it is funny. Marriage is a horse race, but see, the thing is, they're trying to break up the family unit. Don't get me wrong. Dave in New York, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, guess what you've got in your hot little hands right there. And easy access for you, and this will explain everything. And in fact, Joyce Riley said it was the best program she'd ever done. She actually said that. And it's Black Box Voting by Bev Harris. Bev Harris was a forensic investigator for embezzlement. She goes, you'd be surprised how many people had two sets of books. Well, it's the same thing with the voting machines, two sets of books. And you know, the embezzlement part, she goes, you know, even the little church lady playing the organ, she keeps the books. Even people like her will take money, you know, and, you know, so that's how that part goes. But that was on February 11th of 2016. It was hour three. And it's called black box voting. She calls it that because black box is a term used by the military that the general public is never supposed to see any black box, you know, object, if you will.
I just made a note of that.
Yeah, and she exposed Diebold, who made voting machines, and she found out two sets of books and basically put them online, and eight different colleges did a study of it and said, yes, she has a case. Well, Diebold sued her for $2.8 million. So she sued them for $2.8 million. And because they were misleading the people, Diebold ended up paying her, or California, for misleading people, $2.8 million. Now, that speaks volumes right there. And the states of Washington and Oregon are 100% mail-in ballots, and so is 70% of California. The worst state she mentions in there is, believe it or not, South Carolina, where the votes, you don't ever get to see them, and they're sent to Florida to be counted. I mean, you know, once you listen to her, you know, what she has to say, it's going to explain everything crystal clear as to how that's all going on. You know what I mean? And it takes the mystery out of it. But, you know, basically the emperor has no clothes. And
yeah.
And aside from that, when I was before, I was talking about using magnets to, you know, make water negatively charged, which is good for you. That will not work on distilled water because there's no iron in it. It has to have, you know, you have to have at least clean, you know, regular water, if you will, because it does have iron in it, and the magnets would affect that. And if you want to cook something, you can take a wide mouth insulated container and pour, you know, your oatmeal in there and pour your water in, and it'll cook itself overnight. So there's one way to save a lot of heat. And in fact, you're supposed to soak beans to get some sort of, I don't want to say poison or something. You're supposed to soak them overnight. You could do that in there also. And then just dump out the wastewater and then go ahead and cook your beans. Anyway, I don't know if that's going to help too many people, but that's a great way to save because you just
if they're on beans and rice diets, yeah, Dave, if they're on beans and rice diets, I mean, that's something that, you know, they have to take into consideration. I, too, have heard about if it's a pinto bean, I've heard about soaking the beans overnight with pinto beans. I don't know about the rest of them, like kidney and lima. I think that would be I'm not a big fan of either.
I don't know how big a container it would take for the meals that you've been preparing for yourself, but you could put, with 4/5 of the water in there and put
something in there.
And see if it cooks overnight.
Yeah, we have a 6-quart sauce pot that we do all of our bulk cooking in, especially when we're testing out these recipes from Heaven's Harvest. They really are good. But, we appreciate the solution avenue there, Dave. So everything else going okay for you?
Yeah, when you were talking about, the fake news, the liars, it's called yellow journalism. I happened to watch Pawn Stars, and they talked about where that saying came from. And they started printing lies because it would sell newspapers. They made, to tell the lie, it was so, people want to hear that stuff because it's so unbelievable that they end up believing it, if that makes any sense.
Sensationalism.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, and that was back in the 1890s, that part was. Okay, so fake news has been out there for a long time. I see Pocahontas coming out again, and she's trying to run for something, do something. Well, think of all the people that didn't get a job because she pretended to be part Indian,
If gotta
love
that.
Indian, yeah, if she's a part Indian, I'm a Watusi jet pilot.
Yeah, and you bet, Dave. You know, the Lion King interpreter was fired for being white. I mean, when is this nonsense going to stop? I mean, we always, capitalism operates, folks, and thanks for your call. Capitalism operates on meritocracy. In other words, you do a good job and you have the skill set, and I don't care what race, color, creed, it doesn't matter. I know a lot of black attorneys that are highly successful. I also know a lot of black attorneys that are scumbags. And there are white attorneys out there that I'm constantly reading about in the ABA Journal that are scumbags. In the legal profession is full of scumbags, and you need to vet your attorney very carefully. And especially if you're going to interview one for anything, whether it's foreclosure defense or whatever the case may be, you need to vet them and ask them, how many cases like this have you won? And if the attorney says, oh, you got a great case, he wants your money, run like hell. No attorney should ever be allowed to predict the outcome of a case before it's been decided by a court. He can say everything he wants to get you to pay him money. But has he proven himself before? How many times has he been beaten and why? What did he do? What did he say? Did he admit to default? Did he admit you were in default? I read a lot of legal briefs. I read a lot of court-ordered rulings, and a lot of rulings I read from the court say that the borrower was in default. Who admitted that? Well, the attorney filed the pleadings. The attorney's the one who admitted it. Oh, yeah, well, the borrower didn't make his payments. Well, if he didn't make his payments, then he was in default. But see, the attorney didn't explain, well, if the REMIC, if the loan was in one of these real estate mortgage investment conduits, a REMIC, then the REMIC servicer was making the payments for him, whether he made them or not, so he's really not in default. Do they ever bother to explain it? Nope. Why not? Because they don't understand securitization. Oh, I understand it very well. I subscribe to SECinfo.com, and that is a very expensive – well, it's not expensive. It's $120 bucks a year to have access to REMIC. But see, only if you're doing legal research like I do – do you subscribe to something like that? Because I'm constantly getting hit with stuff I got to go look up. And so that's just one of the things that if I find out that I've got a, you know, you can email me if you find out that your mortgage loan is in a REMIC, you can email me at support@thepowerhour.com. And you don't have to subscribe to that website. I will actually go and look it up for you, and I will email you the 424B5 prospectus, because that's what everything hinges on, is a pooling and service agreement, right? And the reason I'm getting into the stock end of things, you know, because of what happened in 2008 with the collapse of the markets, BlackRock has partnered with Connex to fix the November 8th election. This according to Connex CEO Eugene Yu. Remember that? The guy they just arrested that got let off? His Facebook page. Why is BlackRock such a big deal? We're going to supply you with all the links. It controls the Biden administration. It controls railroad transportation and diesel fuel prices. With its partners, Connect, the Pentagon, the NSA, and the FBI, it controls the results of the November 8th election. Connect, based in China, was hired by the Pentagon to fix the November 8th election using mail-in ballots. This is what they're saying. And all the links are there. You can read that and look it up and decide for yourself if this is true. Prosecutors, by the way, could switch their timeline of when the Oath Keepers alleged seditious conspiracy began. Their alleged plot against the U.S. government started shortly after the presidential election in November 2020. Now they want to change that narrative and say the conspiracy may have been conceived on the Capitol steps on January 6th and not necessarily months before the event. See, here's the thing about conspiracy. To prove a conspiratorial agreement, the government need only show that the conspirators agreed on the essential nature of the plan, not that they agreed on the details of their criminal scheme. And the Supreme Court even explained this in Blumenthal versus the United States, a 1947 case. That law rightly gives room for allowing the conviction of those discovered upon showing sufficiently the essential nature of the plan and their connections with it, without requiring evidence of the knowledge of all of its details or the participation of others. Huh. Wow, that doesn't leave you a whole lot of room. That sounds to me like mail fraud, a 95% slam dunk. You ever heard of Austin Killips? He won the female division of the prominent competition. Did you hear what I just said? He's 26 years old, a U.S. cyclist who was born male but has since transitioned to female. Still has all the male hormones. Can't tell me he doesn't. Took first place this past weekend in the female elite division at the Verge Northampton International Cyclocross in Massachusetts. Triumph with a time of 50 minutes, 25 seconds. 1 second clear of fellow racer Ava Holmgren. Lizzie Gunwales came in third position with a time of 50.31, which features a mix of non-on- and off-road cycling as well as various obstacles and technical challenges. Now ask yourself, is it fair? Talk about the economy here for a bit. Amazon is not your friend. They're unveiling a warehouse robot to replace human pickers amid unionization threats. You see how it works? We'll just get rid of them all. All you people that don't like capitalism will just replace you with robots when you attempt to unionize. We don't want unions here. This is how they're fighting the unions. Of course, what is the union? At one time, it might have been good. But I mean, if they're going to raise the minimum wage and people are going to offer major money for your skill set and you have a good skill set, what do you need a union for? And the Federal Reserve and the central banks the world over played a crucial role in making lockdowns possible and weaponizing the panic of politicians as the lender of last resort and the provider of liquidity for the entire federal government. It removes normal fiscal restraint. It writes checks that can't bounce to fuel governments in normal times, but always ready to make a possible emergency spending as well, even if existing revenue and public consensus are otherwise absent. Yeah. $2.2 trillion CARES Act. Congress massively subsidized and hence funded and rewarded states that locked down. And did you know the ones that are not lockdowners, like DeSantis, people who said, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this anymore. We're done with this. They fared better in the elections than the governors that did lock down. Did you know? Consumer sentiment, meantime, fell last month while expectations of inflation among the general populace rose, according to a University of Michigan survey that's closely followed by the Federal Reserve. The index of consumer sentiment came in at 54.7% in November, down 8.7% from 59.9% in October. So that means consumer sentiment is on the decline. That means they think that inflation is going to skyrocket. Prices are going to go up. People, I hate to say it, but if you value food and gas, you need to do some alternative soul searching. And this is one of the reasons why I see pickups that are V8, you know, the big diesel, the V8s. I see them all along the roadside with for sale signs on them because people are trying to find pickups that are V6s and V4s, you know, four cylinder, that'll do the same thing. Because they got to figure out a way to cut their cost of operation. They're going to hybrids, which then you got to, whoa, not so fast. You got to look at how much it costs to replace a battery now. See, because we're not there yet. We are not there. And you have all these people. Even Disney has announced a hiring freeze, and it's going to start laying off and cutting travel expenses. It's even feeling the pinch, especially if you're in Florida. Don't say gay. Yeah. You see how that works? Corporations and government are forming an alliance for environmental social activism. It's a news analysis we're including in the email blast. It's called ESG, the merger of state and corporate power. And there's also an article under Science and Technology. Is long COVID the elephant in the room? And see, the thing is that the vaccinated, there's another thing here, too, about the vaccination. You know, those unvaccinated, it's a real problem. The dilemma, it is a dilemma. Wow. We got this and so much more on our email blast, but alas, we are out of time for this segment. If you haven't subscribed, it's 22828. John Rutherford from the... Whitehead, rather, from the Rutherford Institute. Let's get your name straight here. You don't want to call people names. No, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute will be joining us after the top of the hour. We're going to ask him a lot of questions about what's going on here. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.